Hello everyone, this is the Red News Fanzine Podcast. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for buying the mag. And if you don't buy the mag, buy the mag. But if you want to support us a little bit more, we also have a Patreon that you can sign up to, and it's patreon.com/rednews. Now, here's the podcast. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 288. It's drizzly. It's not the rain of earlier where, if you'd have seen me when I cursed my lot on my place in the universe selling a paper fanzine in the rain, and I think, why does nobody buy in the rain? That's gone, let it be drizzle. The report says it's going to be all right. So, loads to get through. We've got West Ham. After last Monday's kick in the absolute bollocks to the lift that we got on Sunday, which
like
I was buzzing
one
about.
More time.
Two more times. Oh, yeah, very good. The Daft Punk Reds. I don't like the song, can I say that? But in the context of what it was fantastic. We should play it all the time, but we can't, for copyright reasons. But the Xerxes edition. I was just so happy. We needed it. Look, I on the other foot, even though it was half the team and he'd rested half the team, to be asked to play at 12 o'clock on a Sunday after they've had to put in a Europa shit, it's just ridiculous. It says they're bleeding the players dry. But the end result at the moment is you're getting good games of football because everyone's fucking knackered. But for us, if we can... Now, it's United, so I'm... But I do actually think, again, we're going to win a game of football. I think we're going to win two. We're going to beat this and that. Loads to get through. The Remy Moses was very weird. And now I'm not... You know, it's obviously sad that someone has passed away, clearly. But there's obviously that general relief. It wasn't Remy Moses. Should we get your joke in? I thought it was... Well, not joke. Like, come on, this.
So explain... For people who didn't know, someone called Remy Moses died, and it got shared that it was our Remy Moses, to the point where a local newspaper, was it the
Express
West...
and Star?
Yeah. Shared it and said... Wrote an article, probably AI, saying that he died. And then it came out that it wasn't him, because you spoke to a few people, didn't you? And it definitely wasn't. To which I replied, I thought it was Jesus who came back from the dead, not Moses.
And, like, so the weird thing was, in a serious note, you know, you need to fact check. That paper's really off of doing it. Yeah. But I saw it and I was really gutted, because he was a hero of mine. And every year or so I try and interview, do have a few mutuals, and he doesn't want to do it. He's grafted a career, he's a good lad, he loves, like, look, you know, like being helpful in his community, but he just doesn't want that world of here. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you fact check. So I looked at the website in Greece, and I thought, that's not Remy Moses. Someone had sent me a photo of him recently. So I said to the group before, I said, someone has passed away, so it's sad. But it's like, I said, I don't think that's him. Yeah. So what I'm now intrigued in a Netflix drama docuseries sort of way is, was there a lad blagging that he was Remy Moses out in Greece? Did he carve a life out there as Remy Moses? Did his missus know that he wasn't Remy Moses? I mean, there's so many things, angles to this.
He could just have also just had the same name.
Well, yeah, but how does innocently then someone, the football club, say that he coached the women's team and we're very sorry we've lost Remy Moses? But it was just far out. But the thing is, you know, like Reds were genuinely gutted, so I'm not calling anyone, you know, but I just think a newspaper to print it, you've got to check, because if I was going, I don't think, and no one properly no one official has said this, that there should have been on that site. So anyway, you know, Remy, I'd love, I'm sure maybe he'll do something for The Athletic, but he might go the total other way of just, now he hated that world anyway, to be told, oh, Remy, are you still with us? And a mate went, like, as I think James Ducker went in the Telegraph, a mutual just went, he's baffled.
Yeah.
He's still with us. Yeah. And that was about, anyway, Euros 20, for fuck's sake, you've got to expect mistakes off him, you know, like his reaction. I like that grown-ups make mistakes, as the Packeteur for them showed, you know, being an absolute dip. It's a learning curve, and I think he's been playing too much as it is, so maybe this is the time, or in a couple of games when Martinez
ready. Yeah, I was going to say, we've now got Martinez back, we've got, especially, you know, for these few weeks until obviously we lose Maswari in the African Cup of Nations. It'll give him some time to have it. Maybe he just does, because that's been a couple of games where he's been a bit iffy, isn't it? So,
I thought the Mount goal, I mean, because Mount got it off balance. the actual to do it. So I've slagged him, you know, fair play. And I know a lot of people like him and didn't like me. I just think I want to see more. And Xerxes, you know, got an absolute armful in the first half to turn around and do that. Mm-hmm. Fair fucks. I thought Ben Satnav was probably the most eloquent speaker we've ever had on a podcast. Talking in the background.
I didn't really notice it at the time, but then re-listening back. Does it only say that there's a speed camera head if you're driving over the speed limit?
Bad Ben. Bruno's had 56 Premier League assists. Very good. Very, you know, in a short space of time, relatively. But then they put it in the thing that Giggs has had 162.
Yeah, that's
just shows, obviously, his longevity, but how incredible he was as a player. 162. You know, and I know the assists. Shane recommended years ago, Gone Fishing. Fair play. It's so peaceful. It's immediately the most tranquil. Whatever stress I've got in the world, I put Gone Fishing on, and I don't even fish.
Just for reference to the listeners, you've just got a list of things that you
read. Yeah,
you're not just jumping.
Cutting toenails the other day was bad enough last year. This year, I sounded like a wheezy Arthur Fowler. How? I'm you know, I exercise every day. I'm doing the walk. How does cutting toenails become such a brutal experience? And the other thing, this is for all of you lads. Ben, not Zayden, but Ben. Nathan, I've realised as I've got to this age, no mature comment coming here, but my one armpit sweats more than the other. So I'm obviously right-handed.
Which one?
And I work with my, right hand, and it sweats more than the other one. Is that normal? Is everyone got one armpit?
This,
no? It's just like... Maybe. That when I'm lugging mags, I always think, oh, my right pit's got a bit of... Anyway, I'm going to go on. We're going to do a quiz. Oh, sorry, no. We're doing a Christmas thing, which will be for the Bournemouth one. Look, please support the mag. Rain, get the Delo interview. You know, as I said, me and Ben have often called him out for staring at us after heavy defeats, but he does explain it. And you might not get him as a player, but as a person, he, and to speak to a fanzine where he said he got what a fanzine was, and we had an off-record chat, you know, about loving United and ABUs. So just give it a go, read it, because thankfully, and the kind thing to all of you readers, not one of you has shared it with an aggregator or put it out there. So no one has got these quotes, so you'll be the first. Right, now, we've got an injury. We've got a wounded soldier here because Ben peaked too soon.
What was peaking too soon? Me, that's the story of my life.
So, we're doing the walk now. My head hasn't been the best in the last month. We've lost a lot of Reds, and I've been, you know, like everyone. It's a great period, but also, you know, I've been feeling it a bit. The marching we're doing for Mind has really helped me. So I've already gone. I'm on 60,000 steps. Day four, so I'm well happy with that. But just the walking, I'm suddenly not thinking about all my anxiety and that. I'm thinking, don't get run over, don't trip over leaves and that. So it's really helping me. So if you can, but Ben, you've hurt yourself with your knee, so don't do too much too soon.
Try not to. Trying to match you, aren't I? Trying to keep up, you know, trying not to be the fat lad lagging around, behind the back, you know.
But just, so I said, take it easy and then come back and, like, beat last year's total. That's what all I'm asking for. So how are you, Ben and Zayden?
I'm all right. We're all right. We're just...
You enjoyed Palace?
We enjoyed Palace, you know. Was just a show about their choice of music when they scored goals, Wenger boys.
And why put Daft Punk, why put a celebratory song for us?
I don't know.
Must be a red, mustn't it?
I don't know. But you know what's going to get sung tonight, don't you?
Just before, when we did our little bit before the game, they were blasting music, weren't they?
So we did comment on that.
So, you know, fair play to whoever picks the playlist.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they put 83 United song on. Palace used to hate us.
I know. But no, I just find their what's the Wenger boys? Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
what's that going to do with?
Well, I think
that's like the can of.
Oh, is that on Mateta?
Well,
that makes sense then.
Low modern football fans have gone?
They're
fucking basing songs on the Wenger boys. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know. But saying that though, you know, cheesy 90s and all that could have come back round to the modern day football chants. You know, we've had the 80s, we've had the 70s.
Big wait. So we're all happy, we're all smiling. So that's
all
good.
Smiling,
so Mojo good?
Mojo's good, yeah. For United wise anyway, yeah.
Don't fuck it up.
No, please
don't
tonight.
You know, like, to go fifth.
Yeah.
I know, you know, but where we are, like, fifth or sixth, go then aim for fourth, and that would be... And I think it is achievable. I do think we've shown in now three away games, fight. 2-1 down, 2-1 down, 1-0 down.
Two draws and a win. Obviously, I want us to be as high as possible. But at the beginning of the season, if you'd have said 6th or 7th, yeah, after last year, you'd have been like, well, that's a great improvement.
Well, we did.
So, yeah,
we
exactly.
Did.
We said Liverpool were struggling. We'd be above. So, all right, so yeah. Liverpool have got above
and
us tonight.
We should be greedy, but...
slowly, just, and the Liverpool thing is fantastic,
isn't it? Funny?
Carragher, what a turncoat going, or Slot's future, what a fucking turncoat, you know, like, to even, how mad is football that the first wobble after winning a title, you call in for the bloke to be sacked? I hope it is, like, I would just want carnage, you know, but how weird a fan base.
I was waiting for Sky's interview with him, Carragher, Gary Neville with the Arnie Slot, like they jumped on with our managers over the past.
Well, they got Eric on, like, looking like a mastermind contestant on those chairs, didn't they, about 5 games in. So I just think it'd be interesting, because if it's rumours that Bruno and Xerxes are the ones carrying Knox, I think Bruno will make it, but Xerxes, you sort of, I was rather hoping score, see what he's like after he scored a goal, like if the confidence, because the first half, but I don't agree, you know, scrotum head Shearer, his assessment on, hey, you mate, that's 4, please.
Ban is just selling, so
yeah,
thanks so much.
As always, scrotum head Shearer. But
his assessment of when we were at it, second half, chasing, you made the point anyway, we were chasing the balls down, we were at them, you know, and why can't we do that? Are we capable of doing that for 90 minutes? I do not know, but like, it's not rocket science, and intensity wins your games.
Well, that's what we were missing this time last week.
Yeah, yeah. That,
you know, against Everton, even when it was 11 men against 11 men, we just showed no fight. And it makes it harder for a team if you've got a player in your face. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I think tonight, I'm confident. I think Cunha's back, so...
Yeah, brilliant. And I don't get the criticism. I don't get the... Not Nick, you know, but the criticism in general. Like, the Indy could be a flop and all that. What are you going on about? It's just ridiculous. You know, like, give the bloke a chance. But what I love... We won the ball 4 or 5 times just from, you know, like, little interceptions. Yeah. It's not anything major.
No.
You know, Steve's point, football is not rocket science.
It's just putting that extra bit of effort in, isn't it? It's wanting it more, like, that
Everton last week, the 1%. I just don't want, you know, the mood was so flat and we needed the Palace, because you don't want, we've got 6-7 games. So, right, predictions.
2-0.
I'm going semi-big 3-1.
3-1? I'm going 3-0.
I think we're going to win the next two, and this is famous, like, Zayden.
2-0.
2-0. Yes. Right, I like this. We've got a uniform, let's not, you know, be afterwards. But, yeah, just... Please, thanks everyone who supported the Mind campaign. Support the Mag. You can also buy the sellers a drink. We're having a couple tonight after Bournemouth, and they're not, bizarrely, in January. Just keep doing what you're doing. And, like, if your Swede or head is feeling it, I tell you, like, but that's a difference, because we'd won. I'd be kicking cats if we'd lost. But to get out 7...
Is he still playing?
I think look at that link.
Say, like, we don't condone kicking cats,
No, we don't. I love cats. Me and Nick love cats. 7 o'clock in the morning, I got out Monday morning, and I was like, oh, this is just walk like a Forrest Gump. I wouldn't run it, but... Right, okay, thanks, everyone. See you later. Sorry, everyone. This is a fucking ragtag mess at the best of times, and there's always, like... We always say goodbye, and then there's... And another thing, and then we crawl you back in just when you thought you were out. But there's a couple of things I didn't mention. You said who was good at Palace, Ben?
I thought Luke Shaw was really good, mate. Yeah. You know, I know he's another one that's a bit marmite with people, you know. But I thought he was superb. I think the whole season has been superb. Yes, there's been a couple of times where, you know, he's been a bit off the boil. But on the whole, I think he's had a terrific season. And it's amazing when he keeps himself fit, how good he actually can be. And I think he suits that left centre-back role. I really do.
Yeah, and like, I did see this Delac. You know, I'm not pivoting about Delac, but like, we're better with him left wing back, I think, than Dorgan. And that needs to be resolved. And the thing I thought from the first half, we've got to sort that midfield issue.
Yeah.
You know, because you're relying. Casemiro's been much better. and Bruno, but you're almost like relying on them rather than expecting it, and it could come apart. We've seen that before. Shane made the point a few pods ago, and we've mentioned it, that, you know, like the response, oh, but we were terrible at Palace and all that. It shouldn't be, you know, when we defeat, we give a bloody Quincy-like autopsy, that when we win, it shouldn't be a caveat. But we've won games of football, and it doesn't matter against the side who'd won what is, or they hadn't lost for 12 at home. You know, you give the credit where it's due. And as I said, repeat, the mood, just win today keeps the mood. Palace, though, the point is, you know, we have to go through all these hoops on away tickets, the joke of it at the moment, proving, and it's not just us, Arsenal, implementing that if you don't scan your away ticket in and people having to prove they were, then you'll get your points taken off or suspended for the next game. So this is all, the, you know, what's coming. But that we have to do all that, and then the row of Palace that Palace had sold, so it's not on United this time, but, you know, we have to prove who we are. But Palace, you can pay 700 quid for a pair, just walk in on a paper ticket, and that is disgusting. But once Premier League clubs, you know, get that sniff, ooh, what we can do a row ourselves for this, it's going to be not only going to, it's going to be awful, it's going to be commercialisation, it's going to squeeze us from
up. Also, you think on that, sorry, buddy, right, quick on that as well, for a ground safety point of view, how are they getting away with that? No, there's a bit of needle between Palace and United, you know, of the Cantona things as well. Why are they selling? Why can't they sell that? They don't know who they're selling the tickets to.
We need to come together, you know, like with fans we don't like. It's the only way, because it's happening at everything, and something properly needs to be done about this. Because there was a group of Scandies really nice on the train into Palace, and they were wearing half and half. You know, they got their halves and halves at Norwood Junction, and then like walked up with them, and they were going to Chelsea later on in the afternoon. So it's like it's the theme day, and I'm not knocking, you know, them for the week. But if you'd start affecting the Premier League grounds that they sell this atmosphere on, and anyway, another U-turn pivot. Slagged off that set piece coach. What's he doing? He stands up. And then we're suddenly scoring loads from set pieces and defending them. All hell, the set pieces. So I take it all back about him, about Xerxes second half, about Mount second half, about Delow staring. I take it back about Luke Shaw. I take it back about all of them, as long as you start winning fucking games of football. But at half time, when I was moaning, a mate sent me a long, detailed synopsis of what Mount's covering and movement does. So all I'd say is, back it up. Have a good game tonight. That's what I want to see. You know, do it again. Score tonight. Score on Monday. And the thing, Ruben, 6 years in management, when he said, I've only been in management 6 years, is mad. Whether you agree with United doing that, we're going with such a young, you know, immature coach. But basically, it's a huge punt. And he's learning on the job, rightly or wrongly. So, you know, like, it does make you think sometimes. And I think that's it.
So I've got there in the end.
I haven't talked to anyone again.
Well, yeah.
In days.
It's just like on the Luke Shaw, on the Luke Shaw thing as well. I know apparently some inside the United are disappointed that he's not got call up for England. Keep him well away from fucking England.
Don't
excuse the language again.
Don't,
because every time he goes to England, he comes back injured.
Well, you'll see a lot of that from all over in March or April. There's suddenly, if you know, some will tail off thinking, oh, I'll make that. Especially as that becomes ridiculous. The less players invite, like Mbeumo, you know, horrible for him.
Yeah.
But that he's got, well, then United will tout him all around the world on a pointless tour. But, right, okay. Are we done?
I think we're done.
It's getting heavier, the rain though, Ben. God, I'm going to moan, please. Right, if you're listening, you think you twat, shut up, Barney, please though. I'm standing in the pissing rain for 3.5 hours. Please buy the mag. Very, very frustrated. Beyond, like, I don't know, not worse than last week, but to miss two opportunities. And that one is, if it's not on Amorim, it's on Amorim substitutions. What did we say 10 days ago that Yoro getting the ball. Who was getting the ball the most in the last 10 minutes? Ugarte. You know, someone's got to, with a brain and creativity, go, no, not you. So Diego Dolo.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
You're saying it's his substitution. Who else would you have brought? There was no other option.
I wouldn't have changed the defence. Because
But we couldn't have changed anything attacking either. Do you know what I mean? And I know I'm a broken record, but it shows that the squad is so thin. And I know that, like, you know, Cunha didn't have a great game today.
No, he was very rusty.
He wasn't great. But Ugarte is worse.
Yeah, he's poor.
We're bringing on players who aren't as good.
But there is a worry that who's, was it Ineos, was it Amorim, was it both? Gorga is terrible.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I know.
It's really, and really poor.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, and I know that, you know, we can blame Amorim for a lot of things. But when you look at the bench, and I've just looked at it again, when over half of the bench are goalkeepers and defenders, I don't know what else you... Like, other than Mason Mount...
But, who does...
Other than Mason Mount, who else was it?
He has this obsession, like... Paul called it early on in the second half. He'll go like for like. Whatever the score is, he'll go like for like. And it's this obsession with, you know, I'm going to bring Martinez on X point. I'm going to bring, you know, Manu, his face. I didn't mention it, but I did to Ben before. Look, let's not, you know, but Manu's face was terrible. You know, like, I just felt sad for the lad. And whether or not, but if you're not, you know, for 10 minutes to go, do something. But, you know, Deleu, when you score a goal, your confidence is high. So don't make that sub.
Martinez, yeah, that was sort, you yeah, know, that, I didn't don't make that it. Sub.
Because the guy's going to be fucking... But it's like, Shane, I think, has just put in a message that once it went 1-1, they looked the hunger.
Yeah,
they're
no,
the side going for the win. And we look bereft again. And I did, yeah, this... He's got to make loads of more signings. But if the manager keeps going, I'm going to make these changes when they harm us. And it's the third or fourth game, the subs at the back have harmed us, that you think, fucking hell. And to blow two chances, mate, two chances.
No, I know.
To go,
but,
you know.
But again, I don't know what. Mainu's not looked good when it's been coming on. So who else are you doing? Would you rather him have not made any substitutions
Shane Lacy,
at all?
Like, let's see if the kid has something about him.
Well,
you know,
that smacks of we're just playing putting a kid on the bench. No, but I'm saying that, you know.
But if Obi was good enough, I'm not saying he's the answer, but if Obi was an answer as sub last season, what's happened so dramatically that he isn't even a sub option now? And I know he's not the answer. You know, I'm clutching at Hugh Straws. But for all that it's a, you know, the last season squad, Amorim has passes, and every one we have these, he runs out of another one. Mm-hmm. And Nick rolled his eyes when I said, I'll excuse Cunha for being rusty. You know, I thought Bruno was excellent. But Ahmad was making runs and they weren't giving it to him. And it's like, and also the urgency at the end when, you know, you're almost shouting to the players, Lemons, get rid of it quicker. Pass, go right. And it's like, you know, they're quite a stupid set of individuals. But, you know, to go fifth last week, to go fourth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it makes me nervous again about Wolves. It's like.
I just think it's. I don't know why we're suddenly expecting that the same group of players are suddenly going to be so much better.
But the thing has always been, you know, get a week's extra training.
I know.
They'll get the system. And I don't... Today's not about a system, but it's also, like, ingenuity. Like, you know, we used to acclaim the subs will make a difference, and they're making a counter difference. And it's also...
Because the squad's so thin.
The Alamo gone? You know, where's that element of risk? And the amount of times it was sideways, you got it. So put it fucking in.
No, I know. And he was... He's so negative. No, and that was my point. And I'm sorry for pressing it about one player in particular, but, you know, Cunha might not have been good today, but at least every time he was getting the ball, he was going forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're less likely to concede if you push him forward.
And then Bremo, his first instinct nearly came off, is to go for goal, but there's so much goodwill, like desperation, me included, you know. I know Nicol, maybe lucky he's not on, because you can tell, because I said it, this is a weird game between weird teams, and he said two shit teams, you know. And I said this game isn't very good, and he said, Barney, we're not very good.
No, but like I said before the game, we were getting excited and giddy about the idea that we could be fourth. We're not a team that should be fourth. Do you know what I mean? Like, we said this before the start of the season. Do you know what I mean? Like, and obviously I want us to be winning these games, but, and I don't want to be a broken record, and I've said it so many times, but if it's last season's squad, we're going to be playing like the last season. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just how it's going to be.
It's
And it is, it's obviously frustrating.
One point from these two games is just shocking.
No, yeah.
Because knowing, like, this is December's the run where you build, because we have got the tough games again, really start pumping away, you know, from January, from City. Then it's Arsenal. Like, this is the moment. Me harking back to give him some breathing space. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, fucking hell. I'm like a simpleton kid, just like, give me a win, United. Just ease my general fucking angst about the world. Bollocks, no.
No, I know it is. Like, I'm not saying it's not, but it's... That's the annoying thing, though. We always go into these games, like before, we were like, yeah, we're going to win. We'll win it by such and such and such and such. But then we remember.
No, I know, but it's just like, it doesn't excuse, you know, four sides not having, you know, so do, just have a go. It's about, like, see a lot of shit teams, but entertainment is poor. Bowen is excellent. I've done it, he'd come here, but I think he's a fantastic footballer.
Who?
Bowen. He's absolutely brilliant. What he can do with the ball in tight spaces.
And then, that's the thing, I just think, it shows that we lack. Like, Mason Mount came on and did all right, but you need to have at least one more other person on the bench to go, this isn't working, who else can we bring on?
A couple of times I've looked at the bench and thought it looked strong, and then a couple of times I thought it looked really weak.
Tonight was really weak.
But are we going to do any business in January? And again, it's like, you know, who do you trust to do the business? Yeah. It's like...
He took the goal, we're just watching it. Good luck, fair play to him, he did take that quite well. But it's... I don't know.
That's my pet talk to him. You see, get me down to Karen and talk them to them.
Oh, but then that's the thing, at that point, it was like, right, let's go and get a second one. And then, but the squad aren't fit enough. Make subs, level drops.
You could tell it was sort of like, we're going to eke out the 1-0, and you can't do that.
No.
Thanks everyone who bought the mag. It was a disappointing night for sales. So please support it if you can. So many free tickets were being offered tonight. So many tickets were being offered. I thought a Thursday night, but there's a lot going on. There is a funnier side. Wazza's joined LinkedIn, and the amount of piss taking that he has taken for his LinkedIn profile and, like, fucking Americanization of Go Team Go. The WhatsApp messages have just slaughtered him. And there's a great photo, which I'm going to do as the podcast photo, of Wazza surrounded KFC like an inspiring man. I've got a couple of quiz questions, and they're in the mag, so another reason to buy the mag. I couldn't do like Andy Peters. I'm trying to walk and talk at the same time. It's the first one is what, and we're not going to tell you the answers now. I will next pod, but come on, tight bastards, buy the mag, support us. Is when did Fergie get a game called off himself? When did Fergie get a Manchester United game called off himself? All right, and I'll tell you the answer next pod, because we were hoping we'd have Nick here for the Christmas pod to come for Bournemouth, and then he said you never invited me. The second question, I actually researched this. It's a really good one. I think, really good one. It is. Pause. Drum roll. Patience, people. I am
some. Man looks through mag.
Man looks through his own mag. Jesus Christ. Right. Quiz, no cheating. Think about this. I played in the same team as Bobby Charlton. I played in the same team as Steve Bould. I played in the same team with Lee Chapman. I played in the same team with Frank Stapleton. I played in the same team with George Best. Now, all of those were at United, obviously. Who am I? Right. Send us your answers on a postcard, and you can win a beach holiday, and that's shit. And that sums up my shitness. My pod thoughts, go on. So, do Nick's accent or voice.
Nick's pod thoughts are, he's bored of Ruben. Great, well done. Don't understand why Lacey not giving a run out. Yeah, but it could do as much harm as good.
Bruno good in the first half, but didn't carry it on into the second half. Yeah, I agree. Where's Mbeumo gone since Cameroon went out?
Bit unfair.
But I think, in a way, I think it's also other teams catching on to what he's doing. And Mazwari was good, I agree with that. Squad thin, I said that. And euthanised Xerxes.
Fucking hell.
I mean, he wasn't good again.
Who had the better touch? Woot or Xerxes?
Wout Weghorst. It's not been good, but
who has in the last
month? Well, I think that's about
shy.
It.
Shy, yeah, it is. Well, you're more optimistic than me. I'm a bit. Well, that's hit me.
I don't know how optimistic I really am because I know that.
Our limitations.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is limitations. It's. I know that the vast majority of the squad still aren't good enough. So
it goes back to suddenly fearing that you just want improvement and like that feeling. It has been better, you know. Like, and then there are moments. Two at home now in a row. We've got to fucking not fuck up Wolves and Bournemouth. Because then, you know, Villa, fucking Geordies. Oh, bam. Anyway, take care of yourself. Support the Mind campaign. We'll be back for Bournemouth. All right, Reds, bye.
To the regiment.
Yeah. Glory, glory, Man United. Fuck it.
United 1, West Ham 1. Well, that was an absolute bobbins end to the game, that, wasn't it? How did we chuck that away? Seriously, how the hell did we chuck that game away? I'm not against the manager, but some of his substitutions are just absolutely negative to hell. I was going to swear, but I'm on a swear jar, as usual. But that was just absolutely shocking second half, that. To go, you know, you go goal ahead, try and breathe a bit of, you know, positivity, and some of his substitutions baffle me. They really baffle me. And they always have to be so defensive-minded. Do you have to go defensive-minded all the time? Yes, he was losing legs in midfield, so I couldn't probably understand Ugarte. But why are we not bringing Mainu on? Why are we not bringing Mainu on? I just don't get it. I really do not get it. But that's just another thing for another time, isn't it? And not being funny, you got Shay Lacy on the bench. Why put Bruno out wide? Well, you know he's not effective. You're not getting nothing out of Bruno out wide. You know, just trust in the youth a little bit and trust in your squad a bit more. You know, you got a special talent in Lacy there and you're just leaving him on the bench. How many defenders does the guy bring on every single game? You know, as substitutions. Yes, you might want to change it. You tinker around the back line a little bit. I know I couldn't stand the Euro one for heaven at half time. But how many of these defensively minded substitutions? Absolutely negative for me. Should be going for these 1-0 up. Make positive substitutions. Just baffles me sometimes. It really does. You know, please for Delo getting on the goal scoring sheet. You know, plug for the mag, Red News. If you've not got your latest Red News issue, please do buy it, because it has got an exclusive Diogo Delo interview in there. Be very surprised how well he comes across. But it's just really disappointing again. Just 2 points dropped again from a winning position again. For negative substitutions again. And this is on Ruben all the time, this, though. Instead of thinking positively, go and putting your positive substitutions on, like your Maynards, like your Lacy's. No, we'll just put the same old tinker around at the back, put defensive-minded substitutions on all the time. It's just... Unless there's injuries, I don't understand why he does it. We're not good enough to see out a game 1-0. I'm sorry, but we're not. And he just brings it on himself, Amorim. He brings it on himself all the time. Be positive. Positive attitude. You're the Manchester United manager. Sometimes you're going to have to gamble and go for stuff. And go for broke, go for twist. But the guy doesn't seem to have the bottle to do that. You know, Martinez coming on the last few minutes. Why? That's the guy needs game time, I get it. But why? Put Lacey on. Put Maina on. But anybody that's, you know, that gives you, you know, a little bit more oomph up there. I can understand Mason Mount, because he's Mason Mount, but just baffles me. Absolutely baffling. It's not good enough again. Zayden, anything to add? No, nothing to add from Zayden. Just... the game wasn't all that great either, to be fair. You know, both halves were poor, but both teams were pretty poor, to be fair. Offered very, very little, you know. Just... sick and tired of negative substitutions. Sick and tired of it. Every game. Every game. You can guarantee you know what substitutions Amram's going to make. They're all defensive fucking minded substitutions. Never positive. Yeah, he might bring Maina on, but he gives him about 5-10 minutes, so he can't do nothing. He can't put his mark on the game. Just not good enough. Do you know what I mean? And that's my biggest criticism at Amarim, really, to be fair. His substitutions are diabolical. Absolutely diabolical. And they cost us games. I honestly think his subs have cost us the game today. Yes, the midfield looked a bit leggy. We started to get out of run. I couldn't understand the guard, so like I said, but put Maina on as well. Positive substitution, someone that'll drive up the pitch. We can't have Bruno there out wide on the right. Does nothing. Could have put Lacey out there and pushed Bruno further up if you had to. Just honestly, don't know what to say. Roll on Wolves and Bournemouth and whatever else. But just a quick plug as well, next Tuesday, the 9th of December, FA Youth Cup game here at Old Trafford. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll see the likes of Kai Rooney if he's back fit. You'll see the likes of JJ Gabriel that can play in this tournament now, which has been cleared up. United versus Peterborough, FA Youth Cup at Old Trafford. 7 p.m. kickoff. Come and support the lads. Come on. You know, we know how historic, how much the FA Youth Cup means historically to Manchester United. Come down, support the lads. And also, keep supporting Red News. Buy the mag, you know. And I don't know what else to say. I'm just going to leave it there. Absolute bobbins.